It's Thanksgiving 2020, and the gatherings are a little smaller. Friends and family are dispersed, but all in the time of COVID, to be happy and safe. Big Ben and Kay Wynn wish our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're taking in some football, enjoying some food, and your adult beverages. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, WSD_podcast. And you can even tell your Alexa to play WSD Podcast Now, as well as wherever you're getting your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else. Thank you for listening, and happy Thanksgiving from Big Ben and Kay Wynn. We're going to discuss all the good times we've had throughout the course of the year and what we're thankful for right now.
That works. Now I'm happy. Now we can go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. No Macy's Day Parade. Maybe some substandard NFL teams playing, but we're going to do a special episode of WST Podcast and tell you what we're thankful for. Big Ben and Kyle Shanahan with that hat on. You want to start?
Great day of football. Get out your turducken. Get out your cranberry sauce. The Lions and the Cowboys are always playing. I don't even have to look at the box score. They're playing somewhere. I mean, the Lions, they're awful this year, but oh well. We'll watch it. It's Thanksgiving football. I'm going to eat a lot. I might drink a little bit. I'm going to watch a whole lot of football.
What Thanksgiving traditions that you have that you're not able to do in this time of COVID for Thanksgiving?
Well, every year I watch the Lions lose, so I'll be able to do that this year. The only difference is the night before Thanksgiving, usually we would go out with a group of people. We might hit a bar. There's friends Thanksgiving, gatherings. No super spreader events this year. It's more intimate. Fewer people, but just got to make the most of it.
I mean, at least you're not cooking for like 10 to 12 people.
Yeah. Or cleaning up for 10 to 12 people.
Exactly. I think we're getting takeout. Throw it in the trash and go. Save yourself a couple hours.
Yeah, we ordered a turkey. We're going to put it in the oven. A couple people make sides. I'm making my famous four-layer dip, and it's a wrap.
What sides do you make?
I just make my four-layer dip. Hormel chili, no beans, cream cheese, some tomatoes, and black olives. Maybe it's five-layer this year.
But does that go well on top of like cold leftover turkey?
No, mine's pregame. As you're drinking your wine or your cocktail, you have some bean dip. And then I don't do sides. I don't mess with sides. You don't want my sides anyways.
I feel like the pregame, the appetizers always get better attention. Like if you really want to knock people's socks off, you bring an appetizer. You bring a side, people are too full to even eat it probably.
Yeah, after their charcuterie, my bean dip, a wheel of cheese, I don't even eat Thanksgiving dinner.
It's one bite of turkey and they're in a coma. Doesn't matter. They don't even see your sides.
No.
I miss breakfast. Every morning, Thanksgiving, wake up, you eat a huge breakfast so that your stomach gets larger. And then you sit there for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Watch some football and wait for that to digest. And all of a sudden, you can have 3 plates of Thanksgiving dinner.
When do you time your nap during the day?
When the Lions are on. Regardless. But that's what I will miss is going, you're right, going out the night before Thanksgiving, seeing friends. Usually they'd get a babysitter. Mm-hmm. Cost them an exorbitant amount of money, but it was the one night they could see everyone back in town.
Yeah, well, because everyone's coming to see their parents, and you've got your friends that still live around your parents, or you're coming home. It's almost like a high school reunion of sorts, getting together with friends you only see a couple times a year.
Yeah. All right, let's be thankful for our listeners, the guys out east, Hans, Clay, TJ, Adam, all those guys that are always rocking our WST hats as well. We got guys like Grover, Hodges, your buddies, Turkey Toes.
Ethan, we got Nick, we got everyone. I can't name them all. There's like tens or 20 of them.
I think we saw. Maybe we could probably get up into the hundreds if you count church and hiking groups for my mom.
Yeah.
But we saw a ton of growth. We had some great great featured guests on, like Khalif Barnes. Jed Collins took us to school on his financials after coming from the Cougs and playing in the NFL. Michael Bumpus
taught us how to run routes, taught me how to train to be a wide receiver if the Niners need me in this year of COVID.
We had Eric Burns. Can't forget Eric, elite everything. The guy played 420 holes in 24 hours, which is incredible.
And foot reflexology sales board salesman of the year. How's your footboard doing?
My feet don't fit on the footboard.
You got to move it around. Get the bunions. Focus on the bunions.
See, that's the thing. It's got all these little points for the reflexology, and it's like you have to have a standard size 10 foot for it to work. I'm going to have to go to Eric and say, hey, I need size 13 and 14, and then become the top salesman like he is. Just go target like the big guy market.
So like big and tall for footboards?
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. It's a new market.
Who else did we have on? We had Jamie. We did our cooking.
Yeah.
Jamie Sire.
Former ESPNer. We had FP Santangelo. He talked about the Oakland A's in their heyday. Compared them to Motley Crue. Amazing.
I wish we could have FP on. I was thinking about this. We need to have a way for people that are in broadcasting or still kind of out in the media to come on and be anonymous. Because I feel like he wanted to give us so much more. So many great stories, but... You know, with social media podcasts, we probably potential overexposure. The thing FP doesn't know is that our hundreds of listeners probably would have no way to report them. So,
yeah,
we had Kendrick on talking gambling, living down in Florida, golf, all sorts of stuff.
Kendrick's in 19 fantasy football leagues.
We got to get an update. Where's he at?
Yeah. How do
you manage that?
I don't know.
Who else do we have on?
We had K Boogie, 49ers beat writer, 49ers Chronicles podcast, told us about MeUndies, the most comfortable underwear. I actually went out and bought some MeUndies. They are great. Thanks, K Boogie.
Are they?
Yeah, really comfortable.
They're that good, huh?
Yeah, you gotta get some.
Oh, geez. And then we've always had a few people, new folks on, like Clancy's Corner this past week. We'll continue to collaborate with him. We had Stuart Mandel on.
Yeah, the Athletic.
Yeah, from the Athletic. He was interesting. College football, it's tough to report on these days.
Yeah, you know what's going to be even worse? College basketball. It's like one day, five teams play. The next team, 20 teams play.
Well, think about that if we were just a college football podcast. All right, we're going to preview this game. You know, you get all hyped. You spend an hour doing research, and then the game gets canceled the next day. Yeah. And your podcast content is irrelevant.
That's why we have the intern do the research. And if it gets canceled, we're not losing any time. But what about our Pac-12 expert? We have Brick on every week. Brick from Missoula, Montana.
I love Brick.
Yeah, he's great.
Did you see, this past week, he had two different mittens on. By far, Animal Crackers. You know what? He's probably
for breakfast.
He probably goes to his mom, wakes up knowing that he's going to be on TV, stretches out, you know, maybe takes a shower, and then gets ready. And he probably has his mom make him whatever he wants for breakfast. Like he's some sort of star coming in the studio.
You know, those childhood stars like Macaulay Culkin, Leonardo DiCaprio, is that going to be Brick one day? He's like, I got my start at WST.
He just walks around with his Instagram clips. Check this out. That's me. See how many views? It's up to like a million views, but 990,000 of them are Brick. I can see that. Brick's a pretty humble guy, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll get it over his
head. We got to get him on to see how his Thanksgiving was before he gives us his picks this week.
Oh, absolutely. How many plates do you think Brick can get through?
Of animal crackers? one big plate, actually one medium plate. I feel like he just loves dessert. He saves up for like apple pie or sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie. That's my prediction. More dessert than main course.
he just spoils his dinner with animal crackers and heads straight for dessert. I love it. All right, last year or this year we grew. Okay, Wynn, 50% year over year, more listeners. Thank you. Apple Podcast and Spotify seem to be the top. Thankful for that.
And I'm thankful for, honestly, we've had some championships come our way. WNBA championship, Seattle Storm. And then you had your Dodgers and Lakers.
Yeah. I'm also thankful that we figured out StreamYard. Shout out to StreamYard and No Filter Network, because remember, we would record these live. But now that we can't travel anymore, we got to keep the podcast rolling and going. So shout out to technology.
StreamYard is amazing. No Filter Network will come. StreamYard, we've come a long way. Banners, guests are great, easy to work with, and my green screen will be back up so we can throw that up. Where are you at right now, in your lounge?
Just, you know, hanging out in my man cave. Got all this liquor behind me. I'm ready to get it. The wine's chilling on this side.
So you're doing standard turkey dinner sides?
Turkey dinner. We ordered turkey and two sides from a store down here. And then Jen's mom is going to make like some candy yams with marshmallows. Jen's going to make some mac and cheese. And then we bought like three pies. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day.
When does it start? Have you already started?
I started getting my dip ready, but kickoff in the Wynn household is 2 p.m. That's when the apps and the wine start flowing at 2 p.m. That's why I had to do this early. I had to get a quick workout in before I put in like 700 calories today.
What do you do before 2 p.m.? It's 10:30 now. What do you?
I got to go for a run. I got to obviously clean my house. Got to tidy up a little bit.
Jeez. Make sure the matches are in the bathroom.
Yeah. Chill the wine. Chill the White Claws. Decant the red wine. We're going champagne, white wine, lighter red, blend to cab.
Six, huh? Time. I love it. All right. WST Podcast, thankful for, like you said, our great guests, our listeners. Turkey Day is here. Probably a little more low-key than normal, but we still got NFL football.
Thank you for our health. You know, stay safe out there. We're almost through this. We're going to get through this. And when we do, a huge WST vaccine party.
Can't wait. Where are we doing it?
Multiple cities.
Vegas, Scottsdale, Reno, Portland,
AC, New York, New Orleans,
Worcester. Happy Thanksgiving.